KO4H gets.
Patrick, how you doing out there?
Dude, we're getting a little bit of rain up here. We need a little bit, not nothing heavy. We do need a little bit. Glad to see it.
The weather lady was saying that earlier on the TV that she'd run into some rain going into work, so that's good. We definitely need a little bit. My yard, property, everything dries a bone.
That we just don't need anything close to a heavy rain. We just need small showers right now. Unstable as the ground is up here, they're still worried about future mudslides if we get too heavy a rain.
Yeah, don't need no heavy rain right now. Don't need no more mudslides. Good morning, David and Patrick.
Dude, hope you're having a good start to your day.
I was just going over what Dave said, and I understand that's how these weather people figure out the weather. She found some this morning when she was coming to work.
It works. Good morning, dude.
At N4AZE.
Nowhere. Hang around. But, David, what you got on the agenda for today?
I'm Dr. Days. I got a couple of doctors I got to go see.
You get good news out of it. That's all you get.
Yeah, well, some of us just jumping through hoops to keep on getting prescriptions that I need on a regular basis and instead of going like every 6 months or so like would make sense. One of them I got to go every month and another one got to go every 3 months. Mostly so they can tap into the insurance. I don't know if you know how it is, but that's kind of the way the medical system seems to work anymore.
That under the guise of we're doing you a favor by taking care of you.
I tell you what, the best way to handle it is the telehealth, where you bring up a video program and just talk to them on the computer or on your phone. And, if you don't need a physical exam, that way you don't have to drive 40 miles to an office. It's a good little trip to have to go see somebody. And, you go see somebody, then, got to be a little concerned about picking up some other illness while you're in the doctor's office.
That Deputy Sheriff here just pulled out in front of me and poking along.
You're kind of a little bit scratchy coming into the machine, but I'll let you pick it up with a dude for a few minutes there. I get back to my cup of coffee and I'll be listening for you. Be careful out there and have a good morning. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this morning. Enjoy that cup of coffee, and again, hope you get nothing but good news today at the doctor's office. Go ahead, dude.
Are you over 65 or at 65 yet?
I'm 68.
With the Medicare physicals.
Wellness, once a year wellness checkup thing.
Welfare, but yes, wellness checkup. Well, I have to do that once a year where they ask you these questions. They first thing they do is say, we're going to tell you three words, and you're going to have to remember them because we'll ask you later on for them, and they want you to draw a picture of a clock at 9 o'clock or something, so see if you, and all this, Patrick, you got this to look forward to. I had to name farm animals for like, as many as you can name for 45 seconds or something. I'm like, they ask y'all, do you feel depressed? Ever felt like suicide? you own any guns, stuff like that.
Yeah, last time I kind of messed with them a little bit. I let them think I was severely depressed. Yeah, my wife was in the office with me. She said, you better quit that.
Man, she, on one of them, she told me to spell world, you know, W-O-R-L-D. And she said, that was easy enough. She said, now spell it backwards. And I stood up, turned my back to her, and spelled it again.
All the good one on them. Okay. All righty. Well, yeah, go ahead and pick it up with Patrick. I'll catch you in a little while. KF4NXY.
And your coffee, and I interfered with you. Interfered with his coffee drinking.
He'll be all right. He'll make up for it.
I have to do that once a year. I hate doing that. I told him I'm not doing the animals anymore. I felt like an idiot naming all those animals. And so the next time they said, you don't have to do it. You know, you don't have to do that. And I said, good, because I wasn't going to. But anyway, what have you done with Ken?
Too early for him. It'll be a few more minutes.
What is it, Leon?
First part-time, and so I don't know if he's working this morning or not.
Coming down the mountain.
Trying. I had a deputy sheriff pulled out in front of me, and he won't do the speed limit. And now he's took off flying in front of me, breaking the speed limit, so I don't know what he's up to, trying to bait me into speeding, I guess.
Southern road rage.
Give him a good old pit maneuver and put him out of the way.
Pit maneuver's really good.
In my short bus, it wouldn't be too hard on that to do it on them new little Challengers they've got. 10,000-pound vehicle versus that thing.
Truck, you said you could push him out of the way.
But still, pretty good size vehicle.
You too, your excursion, yeah, that's a big boy.
That's the smallest vehicle I own.
Just one.
Next car, yeah.
That for my truck, the biggest thing I have is that white truck.
Vehicle up is my F-350 crew cab. Long wheelbase, so it ain't no little bitty one either.
Yeah. We had a little bit of rain this morning. The ground wet, that's it. But it's first rain we've had since the storm.
The second little bit of rain we've had since the storm, and the first one was just last Saturday, so it was a month without rain. And then we don't need a lot of rain up here right now. We need it in just little bitty doses to get this ground firm back up.
Have I made it up top yet anywhere?
Been personally up in the direction at all. I've tried to just stay away and just help down here get stuff what I can this way. I may take a ride up there one day this weekend.
As a tourist, you know, the leaves are starting to change.
Trying to get them to come in here and to save some of these smaller businesses that need it. I get it, but, you know, all you're going to get is the looky-loos in here. And they're going to cause problems with more infrastructure because we don't have the ability to take care of them.
Have to be doing it unless they're going to bring stuff, you know, survival stuff.
Well, look, come in here and work a week, and that'd be great.
They'll be there for that. They'll be like, you know, like you say, rubbernecking or whatever they call it.
Hey, dude, I'm going to have to move over to 285. We're going to continue the conversation, but otherwise I'm going to lose the repeater. I've done made it further than I usually do.
Scratch in there, but it's nothing bad. But yeah, we'll do it with that. Dave, can you hear us?
You can make it 285.
See you over there in 4AZE.
Race get QS 285.